Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We will begin in Mirtz Hashem and complete a beautiful Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, which is only one sif and it's mostly Mechaber. And he tells us how a person should conduct himself in life. Shekol Kavanosav, every one of a person's actions, Yulashem Shemayim, should be in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mechaber starts off and he says, "Im ef shalo lilmod belo shinas tzoraim." If a person is unable to learn Torah because he's so exhausted and he needs to take a nap in the middle of the day, yishan, a person is allowed to take a nap in the middle of the day. What's the concern over here? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Aleph, Ayin Le'el Simen Dalet Sif Tezayin. We learned this at the very, very beginning of our Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah program. And it says, look in the Mishnah Berurah over there as well. Deir Shu foot number one brings down, the Shulchan Aruch there tells us that David HaMelech was very careful not to sleep more than 60 neshimin, 60 breaths at a time, because he didn't want to taste the time of Misa. Sleep is a little bit like Misa, it's 1/60th of death. And the Ramah over there wrote that this was dafka during the daytime that David was nizar on this, albeit in the Mishnah Berurah over there we brought down that there are other opinions that said that even at nighttime David would nizar on this. In any event, Al Kol Pachos, the Mishnah Berurah concludes over there, Bal Nefesh Yachmir Alatzmo Bishina Sayom Movad B'Shabbos. A person should try not to nap at all during the week except on Shabbos, unless he's so exhausted that he can't really conduct his life properly. So then it's perfectly acceptable to take a nap. That's what the Mechaber is telling us over here. The Ramah adds, as the only Ramah we have on this long sif, Hago Ushik Sheniyar Mishnah. So when a person wakes up from this nap, Ein Tzarech Lavarech Elokai Neshama. He brings down from the Beis Yosef that when a person wakes up from this nap, he should not make the bracha of Elokai Neshama Shadasati to hurry. The Yesh Omrim, however, the Ramah does bring down another opinion that says, Shiikra Kodim Shiishan Vinoam. Before a person goes to sleep, he should say Vinoam. And he brings down the name of the Kolbo. What's the understanding over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot and Beis, the reason that when you wake up, you don't say Elokai Neshama Shonasatibi, Efsho Hatam, Denisakna Brochazu, Al Minogo Shalom. Because the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why Elokai was set up over here to say is that's based upon the Minog of the world, the way the world is run. Shakodish Baruchu, Mahzir and Neshomos, Levneho Adam Aboker. That every night when we go to sleep, we give our Neshama back to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. He cleanses it, he makes it good, for, so to say, the next day. And we thank HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Elokai, we thank you, our God, Haneshama Shonasatibi. Sorry that you return to us on Neshama in a pure state. So since that is only done at night time, therefore the Mishnah Berurah suggests that maybe that's the reason over here why we don't say Elokai after taking a nap during the day. The issue footnote number two brings down, if a person sleeps even for a long time, it's mashma from over here. Even if he takes a 3-hour nap during the day, you don't say Elokai Neshama Shonasatibi. As opposed to what the Lavush seemed to suggest, that you only don't say Elokai Neshama Shonasatibi if you slept for a short period of time. But the Lavush seems to suggest that you would say it if you slept for a long period of time. Furthermore, he brings down an interesting halacha over here, which we learned in Siman Nun Beis, that if a person isn't certain, he doesn't remember if he said Elokai Neshama, and then he daven, so then you could be yotzei the requirement to say the bracha of Elokai Neshama Shonasatibi with the bracha of Mechaya Mason. So he brings down from the Bir Halacha over there that if a person does sleep during the daytime, and he's not sure, he didn't say the bracha of Elokai Neshama, so then he's allowed to say it after his sleep during the daytime. The issue foot number three brings down that normally we allow a person to make a bracha voluntarily, even if he's not mechuyev to do so. So why don't we allow a person to say the bracha over here of Elokai Neshama Shonasatibi if he slept during the daytime? So he brings down the Mishnah Berurah from back in Siman Mem Vav that the bracha of Elokai Neshama and also the bracha of Amav Rishena at night, a person shouldn't say them unless he specifically slept Shisin Neshamim. Eliyira Lishmo Me'achar V'Yechavin Lotzeis. The minhag is that you should try to listen to somebody else. That's why when people stay up on Shavuos night, they try to listen to somebody else say that bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel explains that the minog that the Ramah brings down to say Vinoam is not noeg nowadays. He says the reason why, Mishum Sakonis Mazikin, because in those days they were very concerned about damaging Shadim or whatever it was, the Sakonis Mazikin. And therefore Lavush writes, because of Lavush, ain't noegim came. We don't do this nowadays. And the reasoning in Deir Shu foot number four for the Lavush is brought down, Sheino Tzoro Shmira Kokach. We don't need such a Shmira nowadays. However, he brings down in Simon Reish Lamites that Tov Shiyomar Vinoam Vyoshi Besesa, that if a person is on that madrega, he should still say these things before he takes a nap. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Uvad Shalo Yarachba. If a person does need to take a nap during the day, fine, but he shouldn't take an extended nap more than he needs to. Why? Sha'osolishan Bayom Yoser Mishinas Hasus Shushishin nishmi, that a person shouldn't go and take a nap during the day unless it's absolutely necessary, more than the 60 breaths that a horse takes. And we just discussed this a moment ago. This was the minhag of David HaMelech as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet says, Ayin le'el b'siman Dalet siv tezayin, Masha kasadu b'mishnah Berurah b'shem ha'matzah shekel. Go look over there. Further discussion of this in the Matzah shekel, and the issue foot number 5 brings that down, where he writes, She'inyan hashina b'yom toilu l'fi mashu odom. Every person is different. If a person is exhausted and he needs a nap, so gizuntei, he's allowed to take a nap. But every person should know for themselves what they need and shouldn't take a nap just for your own personal, I would love a nap right now. Yerach HaShulchan adds, V'chein ra'inu l'gdolei olam. We see great tzaddikim, shoyu shenim b'yom shosh shosayim, that they would take a nap of 1 or 2 hours even during the day if they needed it. Shekach hutzuchu l'fi chalishusam l'fi hanogosam. That was the way that they survived. They slept very little at night and they needed to take a nap during the day. They say about the Vilna Gaon, he would sleep a half an hour every 6 hours, for example. So that was his minog. So he is sleeping during the day, but he slept a total of 2 hours during the entire day and night. So therefore, if a person needs to take a nap, even the great Gedolim would take a nap. Then he brings down, what is the shear of Shisa Nishman? He reminds us that the Bir Halacha brought down their 3 opinions over here. Either it's 3 hours, or it's a little bit more than a half an hour, or it's a little bit more than 3 minutes. Ayin Shom back over there, we discuss this in great detail. The Chabad continues and he writes, even if you're taking a nap, a short nap, va'ap bazeh ha'ma'at, even a short little nap, lo te kavanoso lihanoz gufo. Person shouldn't take the nap for pure pleasure purposes. His reasoning should be elo lahachze gufo lavodas Hashem Yisbarach. As with everything this mechaber is telling us over here, person should only do things that will strengthen his servitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow him to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. So if the person says, I need to take a little Dremel now, I need to take a little nap right now, it should be for the sole purpose of strengthening his body in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he adds, V'chein b'chol ma'ashiyin ha'bolom hazeh, every pleasure that you get in this world, it should be lo yechavi lanoso. It shouldn't be that, I'm going to get a pleasure right now. Ella, la'avodas ha'bori yisparach. Everything that we do, every enjoyment that we get, should be to allow us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. Kiddushiv, as the pasuk says, v'chol d'racheha da'eyu, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every way of life. In other words, everything that you should do should be in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very, very important bir halach over here, which if we have time, in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to. The end of this year. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, V'yamru chachomim, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. The chacham tell us that every one of your actions should be done for the purposes of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shafil dvarim shalrishus, even things which you're allowed to do, but you're not mechuyev to do. For example, kigon achila, what you're going to eat for supper tonight. Hashasiyah, what you're going to drink. Valicha, what shpatzir, what walking you're going to do. Vayeshiva, sitting down and resting. Vakima, getting up. Vatashmish, vasicha, even the conjugal relations between a husband and wife, and the conversations. All of these things, v'chol tzarcha guvcha, and all of the things that your body needs, you kulam la'vodas boracha, everything that you do should be in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, l'dover agorim la'vodso, or to allow you to go and do something that will allow you to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. Sha'afil lo yotzami v'roiv, even if a person is very thirsty, he's very hungry, and he's eating. So im ochal v'shoso la'nos, so if he's eating and drinking purely to satisfy his desires, say in a meshuvah, that's not really praiseworthy. What should a person do in that situation? Ela yiskadein. He should have intention when he's eating and drinking. Sheyocha v'yishta kefi chiyuso lavod es boro. His eating and drinking should be not just to take care of his physical cravings, but they should allow him to be strong to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, v'chein afilu leishev besod yisharim. And even if a person is sitting among righteous individuals, the lamu b'mkom tzadikim, and to try to stay with tzadikim, the leilich batzas tamimim, and to go after the actions and the thoughts and the advice of the great people. So im also lahanos atzmo, if he's only doing this for personal aggrandizement, lahashlim chetzo, to make himself somehow more, have more possessions, v'tavoso, to fulfill all of his desires, ain't a meshubach. Even though he's doing the right thing, it's not meshubach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down in Sivkot and Vav, when we call makom tovu, still do it. Even if that's the only spur that you're doing these things, do them. Dimitoch kach bo lishma. We have the famous rule, shalol lishma bo lishma. If a person doesn't start off doing something that's right, for the right reasons, do it anyway, because eventually they'll do it for the right reasons. So he does bring down over here that a person should do these things, but at least he should recognize that he's not doing them for the right reasons. A person should always do everything. Elohim came also l'shem shamayim, the Mechaber says. A person should always do everything only l'shem shamayim, totally for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for your own personal gain on the deal. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Hey adds over here, he says, V'ra'isil anshei maisa, shekod machil oyomrim, he would see great individuals who before they would eat, they would say the following, Hinani rotza lecho v'lishtos, the only reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm eating and drinking over here is k'dei she'eya bari, that I should be strong, v'chazak, and healthy, and well, and strong, la'avodas Hashem Yisbarach, in order to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the issue, footnote number 6 brings down, if somebody is on this high madrega and eats with this in mind, the Ramah says in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin and Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, Shachilasu Doma LeKarban. A person who is on this madrega, his eating is like bringing a carbon and eating from a carbon. The Mishnah Berurah adds over there in Simon Kuf Ayin Sifkot and Memhei, in the name of the Shalah, Shenechsheves Sudas Mitzvah. This turns it into a Sudas Mitzvah as well. Furthermore, Mishirodev Achatayvis Olam below Lechavin Behem Klal Lechavon Tova. If a person is running after the physical desires and pleasures in this world, not for the purposes that we've talked about, his kavana is rak for personal pleasure and not to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Bir Halacha in Simon Aleph, the very first Simon, tells us in the name of the Chinuch, Shehu Bechlal Znus. This is a form of harlotry. Shinesra machmas aposuk, and in fact it's also to do this because of lo sasur acharei nechem. You shouldn't just run after pleasure. So when a person does get pleasure in this world, which he's allowed to, he should get these pleasures in this world. He should eat and drink with a gishmak in order to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a much better fashion. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein b'shchiva, when a person lies down to sleep at night, ein tzarech lomar, he doesn't have to say, shevizman sheyochol asok b'tori mitzos lo yizkar b'shein olani gatzmo. You don't have to tell us over here, you don't have to say that a person certainly shouldn't do this when he has the ability to stay up and learn that he's going to sleep. That, of course, you don't have to tell us that that's wrong. El afilu b'sman sheyogeya, even if a person is exhausted and tired and needs to go to sleep, v'tzarech lishan k'dei lenuach migiyoso, in order to refresh himself, he's exhausted, he worked hard all day, he learned all day, he did business all day, erlichly, so therefore the person has a right to go to sleep. Nevertheless, im also lahanoz gufo in a mishubach, the Mechaber tells us if he's doing this just because he's exhausted and geshmak pillow, it's the delicious to lie down in bed, so that's wrong, it's not praiseworthy. Eli Yiskavin, what should a person's intention be at that point in time? Lo se sheino lienov, in order to give his eyes sleep, ulugufo menucha, and his body rest, litzorech habrius, in order to be healthy. And this way, he'll be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. Shaloti tarif daito betora, machmas minia sashina, because a person who is sleepy can't learn Torah well. He can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu well. And therefore, that should be his intention. And even with something as physical as tashmish, relations between a husband and a wife, v'chemi tashmish, afilu ba'ona, even if it's the appropriate halachic time, hamur b'torah, the Torah requires us to have tashmish with our wives. Im also lahashlim tavos, if he's only doing this purely to satisfy his physical desires, ola noz gufo, for his physical pleasure, hare zemaguna, that's actually disgusting. And va'afilu, and even im niskavein, if his intention was during the physical act that he should have, k'dei shiyu lo bonim, he should have children. It's a mitzvah puravu. She shamshu also, that they should serve him. V'imalu makomo, eno meshubach. If its intention is just to have children, that they should take over his place at work and be able to serve him, that's also not praiseworthy. What should his intention be? Ella. Yiskavein shulo bonim lavodas boro. He should have the desires during tashmish. His intention, his thoughts should be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant him children that will be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, or he should have sheyiskavein l'kayim mitzvos ona, or at least I'm fulfilling the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to have relations with my wife. Ka'odam ha'pareach hovo, as a person who is fulfilling his requirements, and that should be the intention that a person should have. He's doing this l'shem mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Zayin adds over here, Yiskavi shulo bonim, v'ayin od kavanas acheres v'simin reish mem, Sif Aleph. There are two simonim at the end of Shulchan Aruch over here, which deal a lot with intimate relationships. V'acha kavanas aleid heinin advarim, and if after a person's intentions, that's what will come. Rachbono libo boya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in your heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows why you're doing things. And we have to train ourselves, and we have to teach ourselves that we're doing things to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chein besicha, even conversation, afilu l'saper b'divrei chokhmah, and even if it's a good conversation, you're talking about the words of Chazal, tzorech shetia kavonoso l'avodas habore, your intention should be that you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu by this conversation, oladover hamevi l'avodoso, or you're going to cause or do things that will allow you or others to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. Bottom line, the Mechaber concludes this beautiful sif, kololo shodover, the rule is as follows, Chayav Odom Losum Eino Velibo Aldrochov. A person should know what he's doing. He should look and see why he's doing what he is doing. He should know in his own heart what he's doing. Velishkol Komasov Bemozne Sichlo. And he should weigh in the mind over here of his seichel, of his wisdom, on the balance scale of his wisdom, why am I doing what I'm doing? Am I doing it for the right reasons? And when he sees something that he could be doing to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yaseyu, he should do it. And if not, lo yaseyu. Person has to think, what am I about to do? Is this in the service of God, or is this not in the service of God? And if a person conducts himself in this fashion, oved es baro tomid. This way a person can worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24/7. Even the sleeping that a person does is a heksha mitzvah. It turns that sleeping time from a null time, from a neutral time, into a service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to sleep now in order to go and strengthen myself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be served better. And this is the way the Chachamim tells us the person has to conduct himself. Very easily said, very beautiful words, very difficult to put into practice. But at least by learning this, and probably learning it over and over again, one can begin to come to the realization that a person has to weigh every action that he does in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I mentioned that we would try to do this bir halacha, dibra masel b'cholder rachel de'eyu. And he brings down the sefer Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel. And this is actually in the Berhetev, just in one pithy line, the question that the bir halacha, the Chofetz Chaim over here, is going to discuss. In the very last line, he says, it's a pella why the Berhetev didn't bring down the answer, he just brought down the question. But the question that the Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel asks is a famous question. What is the best way? What should a person do? What's the best way in life? Should he spend his lifetime entirely learning Torah? Im lasok b'Torah. Should he spend his lifetime learning Torah? Ulaharbos gevulo b'salmidim. And to have as many talmidim as he can. Koy me'ashvua. To have session after session after session of learning and teaching Torah. Ulehonos me'acherim. But as a result, he can't work. And he has to go and take money from other people. Or Lehanos miyagia kapov, or should a person go and earn enough parnosa to keep himself going? Umalocha nakia, and to do a clean erlicha work. Koyim eshua, all week long, and then on Shabbos, when you can't work, v'lasuk b'toru levad, kol yom ha-Shabbos, and spend all your day learning on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here, Chofetz Chaim, points out, even a businessman can't go all week without learning. That's not what he intended. It's obvious. Every individual, not only Tamidei Chachamim, but every individual has to learn, has to set up a learning session in the morning and a learning session in the afternoon, at a minimum, as the halach is brought down in Simen Kuf Nun Hei, and in Simen Reish Lamed Ches, and also in Yoredei, in Simen Reish Mem Vav. However, this is after a person learns, and there the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch bring down that the plain Balabatim would learn 9 hours a day. So we're talking here about a different type of a situation. But every Balabas today should certainly have to make time, Kviyas Torah, with all the English Svarim, with all the online learning that's available, with a tremendous amount of easy-to-understand Svarim in English and whatever language you speak, so there's no excuse anymore. And every person, not only the Talmidei Chacham, has to be learning day and night as much as possible. So the Shaila over here is, Davka im ha'esik shalohu naki mitaruvis gezel v'rivis or not. And when we're talking about business, it has to be, of course, a clean business, an erlicha business, a business that doesn't involve any sort of isurim, because then certainly, then there's no question. The question doesn't get off the ground, because a person is not allowed to be getting any benefit from somebody else's work without their permission. So the question that the Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel asked over here, this important question over here, is what's the Derech HaYishara? Should a person spend all of his time learning and live off others, or should a person make his own parnasa and learn as much as he can, and certainly on Shabbos then, spend all day learning on Shabbos? Deir Shufut number 7 brings down from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Kol Torish Eini Ma Malacha Sofa Betela V'Goreres Ovam. What about that Mishnah? It says there that if you're not working, so then your Torah is going to go to waste. So the Bir Halacha in Simen Kufno and Vav brings down, Shezen Ne'amar L'Chlal Olam. That's for general people. However, this Mishnah Brura over here, this Bir Halacha, and this Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel is not talking about every single stam plain person. Shein Kulam Yecholim Lalos Madrega Kazos. They can't reach this level. That they should be learning all day long. However, but there are individuals that can spend their time learning 18, 20 hours a day, even unbelievable amounts of time. And God will take care of their parnasa. And certainly, if there are people that are willing to support such people, that is the ideal Yisachar Zvulun relationship that everybody who has money should strive for. And the issue foot number 8 brings down from the Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLoshon, Sha'af Pi Shoya Am Haaretz B'Olam Hazeh, even if a person is an Am Haaretz in this world, if he supports Torah, so chishlosid lovo, yeda gam hu es haTorah, he'll be zochet to know all of that Torah. Now, I didn't really get to the answer that the Chofetz Chaim brings down. You have to read the rest of the Bir Halacha yourself. But basically, if a person is capable of really learning and immersing himself in learning, so that it is acceptable to be supported by the public. That concludes today's shir and Siman Reish Lamed Aleph.